What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 majestic, awesome, powerful, omnipotent God we serve. Well, come on. There's over 900 people on this call. I think we're right at about 950 right now. And go ahead and call your mother, call your father, your sister, your brother. Send them a message and tell them to get on this line. Amen. We are praying into the new year. We are decreeing that 2022 be one of the greatest years of our life. We're believing God for divine favor. Amen. We're commanding, amen, things to happen, to change and shift and turn in our lives like never before. Are you listening to me? I am so spiritually excited about your future and about my future. Come on. Go ahead and declare that over your life. Say, I'm excited about my future. Say it again. I am excited about my future. Now go ahead and declare for yourself right now and say, where I am is not my end, but God has destined more for me. Come on, don't be afraid to say it. I need you to say that with confidence. Say, where I am is not my future. God has destined more for me. Well, I'm ready for that more. So we are believing God because we understand by the Spirit, and I know by revelation, that God is getting ready to do some powerful things in the life of those who will pray. It is the word of God that declares that it is the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man that availeth much. It says that Elijah was a man of like passion, just like us. It tells us that for a reason. It lets us know that Elijah was not a special human being, meaning he didn't have superpowers. He was a man just like you. But it let us know that he prayed that it would rain, and it ended up raining. God was trying to let us know that you don't have to be a superpower. You don't have to be a special prophet or special apostle. All you got to do is be a person who pray, and pray continually, and pray fervently. And whatever has been held up in your life through prayer, that thing will be released. Everything that you need, everything that God has spoken over your life can and will be released through prayer. 2022, I know by revelation, has the power to be a turning point for you. God has given me a very powerful word for Watch Night here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I know that this day has the power to be a turning point. This year has the power to be a turning point in your life. But it will only be a turning point if you give yourself to prayer, if you decree it and declare it. James chapter 1, verse 8 declares, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Did you hear that? I said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. The Bible declares that the God we serve gives that wisdom liberally and he upbraideth not. What does that mean? That means he does not hold back wisdom in our life. We're believing and praying first of all. We're going to pray some thanksgiving. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. Now, you know, I want to say something to you. Us doing that is really just doing that out of our love for him. Because remember, those were all of the requirements that was under the old covenant. All right? You had to do certain things to get certain results, to get into courts and to get in the gate. But now that I'm under the new covenant, I live in the court, and I live in the gate. You didn't hear what I just said. My God, y'all don't know when to shout. See, under the old covenant, I had all these requirements, in order to get into the Holy of Holies and in order to get in his presence. But now that I'm under this new covenant, I'm already seated with him in heavenly places. Glory to God. So when I bless him and give him the glory, I'm really doing it because I just want to love on him. I'm not doing it because this is what gives me access, because the Bible declares that I have access because I've been justified by faith. And because I've been justified by faith, guess what? I have access. Are you listening to me? So there are certain requirements that I used to have, I don't have anymore, because I've been given access by grace to go ahead and walk by faith. But let's open our mouth and begin to bless him right where you are. Get up out that bed with your little lazy self, and let's give God the glory. Let's honor him. Let's exalt him. Let's magnify him. Let's appreciate his goodness and his mercy, his power and his divine favor. Let's go ahead and bless him. Now, as we go later in this week, I'll be releasing it to Pastor Butler, and it's because I want to maintain my voice, hallelujah, for watch night service, so I can preach the house down and sing to Jesus come. But right now, let's open our mouth and begin to bless him. Father, we love you. Father, we glorify you this morning. Father, we appreciate you. All 1,000 of us who are on this line, we gather just to tell you thank you. We gather to tell you how much we appreciate you, how much we honor you, how much we give you the glory. We exalt you. We praise you. We bless you. We shabbat you. We honor you for your faithfulness, your goodness, your mercy. Thou alone art worthy of the awesome power. I give you divine praise. I bless you. I celebrate you. I honor you. I extol you. I place none before you. You are seated in the throne of my life. You are seated in the throne of my heart. You are seated in the throne of my worship. You deserve my praise. You deserve my honor. You deserve the glory. I bless you for your faithfulness, for your loving kindness, for your tender mercies that is truly better than life. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion, they fail not. They are new every morning. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your splendor. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your excellence. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are the King. You are immortal. You are invisible. You're the only wise God. You're my Savior. You're majestic. You're great. You're powerful. There is none like you nowhere. You are the God, hallelujah, who is faithful, who is righteous in all of your ways. Just the other day, you told me, hallelujah, that you don't tell no lies. You are that God who tells no lies. You are that God who keeps his promises. You are that God who is faithful and true. You are that God who on your thigh, you have a name written, which no man knew but he himself. That name is the word of God. You are that God, hallelujah, who ride on the clouds. You are that God who is faithful and powerful and righteous. And I give you the glory. I thank you for your favor. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your strength. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for waking me up this morning, clothing in my right mind. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you that I have a mind to bless you. Thank you that I can swallow, that I can brush my hair. Thank you, hallelujah, that I can walk, that I can talk. No one had to dress me. Yebe, shaitanene, shitanune kia. Nobody had to dress me. Oh, I give you the glory. Oh, I give you the honor. Oh, I exalt you. I bless your name. I give you the glory. I honor you today. I thank you. Glory to God that you didn't give me what I deserve. I thank you that it is of your mercy that I'm not consumed. I thank you for every promise and every covenant that you made toward me. I thank you that you've done what you said. I thank you that you won every battle and that you've never lost a case. Yebashara. I thank you. Homi Asite. Ilelebo Shata. I thank you for keeping KCC. I thank you for sustaining Inele Malalema Shata, my mother and my father. Thank you that I didn't bury my parents this year. That's my testimony. Thank you, hallelujah, that you kept me from danger seen and unseen. Thank you for covering me from accidents, bloopers and blunders, mishaps and mistakes. I just want to take a minute. Tell them on you. Open your mouth. Bless him and begin to thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Obasha. Yendele makian kalamandala bobibio sotoro boshita. In the name of Jesus, it is so. Oh, we bless the Lord. Amen. The next thing we're getting ready to pray for, we're going to pray for wisdom. Again, he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. We're believing God for divine wisdom. He said we can ask for it and he would give it unto us. So we're praying for wisdom to navigate, wisdom on how to move, wisdom on what to do, wisdom on which direction to take. Wisdom. That's what we need, divine wisdom. Lift your voice. Raise your right hand and say, Father, come on, open your mouth. Say, Father, Lord, give me wisdom on how to walk and move in favor this year in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that we have a God who wants to see us succeed. We have a God who wants to see us reach the fullness of everything that you've called us to reach. And because you want us to walk in that place, we thank you for divine wisdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lift my voice and I pray, I command wisdom in the life of every believer under the sound of my voice. Every individual on this phone, I thank you for divine wisdom. Wisdom on how to navigate. Wisdom on how to walk. Wisdom on how to talk. Father, I thank you that you are setting us up with the right people at the right time and at the right place. And I thank you that you're giving us wisdom on how to manage relationships. Wisdom on how to invest. Wisdom on when to invest. Wisdom on when to move and how to move. I thank you for the wisdom of God to flow. I thank you for the wisdom of God to know what to do and when to do it in every area of my life. Father, as the leader of KCC, I thank you for divine wisdom. Grant unto me divine wisdom. Hey, hey, hey. Shita, letele, libandala kusa, likolobokulamande, ilelelelebelebeshete. I thank you for divine wisdom. I thank you for wisdom on how to move and how to flow. I thank you for divine wisdom, hallelujah, on how to pastor the people that you've entrusted into my care. I cannot pastor in my flesh. I cannot pastor in and of myself. But you have the power and the wisdom to show me how to pastor. You have the wisdom to show me how to lead so great your people. So I pray the prayer of Solomon today and ask you for wisdom to go in and out among these so great your people. Show me what to say and how to say it. Show me wisdom on when to prophesy and when to hold back. Wisdom on when to rebuke and when to reprove and when to exhort. Wisdom on how to raise sons and daughters in the natural and in the spirit. Father, I thank you for the wisdom of God on how to be a mother. The wisdom of God on how to be a father. The wisdom of God on how to be an uncle, an auntie, a brother, and a sister. Lift your voice and thank God for wisdom on how to teach, wisdom on how to move, wisdom on how to pray. Lord, I thank you for divine wisdom, wisdom in my finances, wisdom. Come on, lift your voice. Open your mouth and command wisdom. Deploy wisdom. Decree that you walk in divine wisdom, that you walk in uncommon wisdom, that you walk in wisdom that cannot be explained. Wisdom from the Ancient of Days. My God, divine wisdom, uncommon wisdom, supernatural wisdom be my portion. I thank you that I eat wisdom day and night. I thank you that I drink wisdom day and night. I thank you for divine wisdom. I'm anointed by your wisdom. I'm touched by your wisdom. By your wisdom. I thank you for the wisdom of God. Hey, Shata. Hey, Mikande. Lebedebe Shete. Open your mouth and pray and command wisdom on how to be a husband. Wisdom on how to be a wife. Wisdom on how to flow. Yeba. Shakeli Limandeleme Lilalobobo Shata. Wisdom on how to maintain relationship. Wisdom with my finances. What to invest. When to invest. How to invest. I thank you that as I go into 2022, that the foolish mistakes that I made this year, I will not make next year. But you are granting unto me divine wisdom. You are giving me favor with people in high places. And I'm walking in that favor through wisdom. Lift your voice. Command wisdom. Decree wisdom. Get out that bed wherever you are. Begin to intercede and decree wisdom. Declare wisdom. Command wisdom. Oh, my shah, I thank you for the spirit of wisdom that shall rest upon my mind and rest upon my thoughts and rest upon my movement. I thank you that I move in wisdom. I thank you that I flow in wisdom. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Baba Shatana Momosi. Y'all excuse me. Let me drink me some water. My God. Mandele bekere bashata. Now I'm excited because I know that this week is the beginning of the best weeks of my life. Amen. The watch night service is this week, and I am excited. I mean, there's just an excitement that is bubbling down in my spirit. Why? Because I know that this week is the beginning of the best weeks of my life, and that the devil is already defeated. All right? Mara Bala Makundele Kita. As is the devil is already defeated. I'm getting ready to pray. Andele basutulele mende, ikandala bashata. I am praying right now. Well, let's make one of our prayer points. Proverbs. Let's take Proverbs 11. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21. Kulandele besero dobo vidiyasha. Proverbs 11, Proverbs 11, 21. Look at what it says. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. All right? It said, though hand join in hand, and in the original Hebrew, though and join isn't there. So it's really saying, hand in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. I don't care how much they come together. I don't care how much they agree. Whatever they are planning, we are terminating every contention. Are you listening to me? Remember, there was a contention over the body of Moses. All right? We are terminating all contentions, all warfares, all fights. We are commanding a ceasefire in the spirit, and we are terminating all contention. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I terminate all contention over my life. Now, Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And because you hear me when I pray, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, from the heavens, I terminate every contention over my health, every contention over my body, over contention over the health of my family, the health of my children, the health of my parents. Father, in the name of Jesus, I terminate all contention over my finances, over my loved ones, over my testimony, over the work of my hands. I terminate every contention over my investment, over every strategic relationship in the name of Jesus. I terminate every contention. I terminate every attack of the enemy, every fight, every war that is going on concerning my children. I command that contention to be terminated. I said, be terminated. I said, be terminated. Be stopped. Be blocked. I terminate every contention, and I command my health. I command my seed. I command my finances. I command my loved ones. I command the work of my hands, my investments, my testimonies, every strategic relationship. I command it to be secured. I command it to be prosperous, and I command it to flourish in the name of Sheba. Lift your voice and terminate every contention. Declare that every war that is going on concerning your family, concerning your children, command it to come to an end. Declare that the wickedness of the wicked will not go unpunished. I decree the judgment of God on every war. I decree the punishment of God on every war against my life, against my children, against my finances, against my investments, against my relationship, against my destiny. Every war that is going on concerning my life in 2022, I terminate every contention. I command a ceasefire in the spirit. I command a blockade. Ho, ho, ho. Akeba Shalomosi Silene Beekala Rubusa Lumande Benedi Asha. And I command 2022 to flourish. I command 2022 to be a year of divine favor. I command it to prosper and declare that every contention over 2022 concerning my life, every contention concerning KCC, KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, every contention that is going on in the spirit, I terminate it. I terminate it. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Hashaba. Hashaba, Hashebe, Beshamo, Mushaninimi, Likele Mandala Hotaya, Bafanunimi Etele, Repele de Christine Untala, La Kalunimi Kilele, Lele Bele Balaba, Shatana, Shatana, Shatana Mosuya, Lemendele Kivala, Lubanzile Bikisto, Lukosuleme, Lemalabasha. Every contention over my wife, every contention over my marriage, every contention over my destiny, every fight, every war, every lie, every scandal, every scheme, every plot of the enemy against my life, every whisper, Ishama, every conspiracy be overturned. I cancel every contention. I terminate, I abolish, I destroy, I dismantle every war, every fight, every agenda of the enemy concerning my life going into 2022. I cancel it and command this year to be a year of favor, a year of grace, a year of supernatural increase and breakthrough. I declare it in the name of Mashele Rakule Mansia, in the name of Jesus. Oh, it has to happen. I have an excitement. I have a boldness. I have a strength that I'm walking in. And why am I walking in it? Because this will be my year. You listen to me. I have made a decision that 2022 is going to be one of the best years of my life. There are disciplines. The Lord spoke to me and said to me, so strong, and didn't care nothing about my feelings when I said it. I mean, he didn't care nothing, but he told me. He said, you believe in me for certain things? He said, why would I bless what you're not even committed to? Are you listening to me? There's a commitment that's coming upon you. There's a spirit of commitment, discipline, dedication. There's one way you overcome your flesh. There's one way that you overcome your flesh. How you do that, Prophet Carr? You deny it. That's the only way. You're going to have to deny it. And whatever you believe in God for, you're going to have to deny it. Now, this is the greatest year of your life, and you're getting ready to walk into it. Now, listen, there's some of you, this may be your first time on this call, and if it is, we're sorry that you're missing what God's been doing. But for watch night, there's an army of us that's meeting in Charlotte, and God told us to bring a seed of $500 cash to Charlotte, and we're doing it in faith, knowing that this is the beginning of a new season for us. There's also a group on here that's a part of the underground prayer movement, and I need all of you to register. I need all of you to be a part of it. I need all of you to be a part of the underground prayer movement. That our first stop is going to be in Mobile, Alabama, the 14th and the 15th of January. We are coming together, and we are praying, and we're believing God for Mobile and for this year, 2022. We are stopping every attack of the enemy. Halabashanda. I want to say something prophetically, and this will be a sign. Something is going to come on our news very soon concerning Tyler Perry. It is almost as if something going to be on there about him ending a chapter and starting a chapter. I can't explain it. I had a vision while I was praying, almost like he's saying this is the end of something. Maybe on his property, it's the end of something. I don't know what it is, but just pay attention and watch the news. I believe this is going to be maybe this year, this week, or maybe next week, or the week following. But something specifically concerning Tyler Perry is going to make the news. I just see Tyler Perry on the news. Okay? I really believe that's a word from the Lord. Okay? I am looking to see you. Amen. I am looking to see you for Watch Night service, because your life is changing. 2022 cannot be the same for you. It cannot. It will not. And you got to be adamant about your future and adamant about your destiny and make a decision that you will not live another year like this, that this will be the greatest year of your life, at least the beginning of it, not the greatest. But the beginning of the greater, because I'm going nothing but up from here. Come on, declare that. Say nothing but up from here. Come on, make that. Say nothing but up from here. I want everybody to do me a favor. I want you to go on your Instagrams, your Facebooks, your Twitters, and I want you to at KCC and at Prophet Khan concerning this prayer movement and at it concerning the Watch Night service. I want to wear out social media, wear out everything, and let them know where everybody's going for the new year that's going to be in prayer and believing God for a supernatural turnaround in their life. This has to be the beginning of the best years of your life, and allow God to make that change. I'm excited about your future. I hope you're excited about mine. Now, we got prayer again at 6 o'clock this evening, all right? You need to go ahead and get on early and call your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. There's a man on here by the name of Eric. God's doing something for you right now, and it's concerning your career. I said there's a man on here named Eric, and God's moving concerning your career right now as I speak on this call. All right? I want you to go to the website, everybody, briankarn.com. I want you to register for the underground prayer movement. I want you to send testimonies of things that happened in the last 30 days of prayer and things that are going to happen this week. You need money to come to Charlotte. That money is being released right now. God's putting that you on somebody's mind, and that money is being released right now. And you're coming with that seed of $500 cash to Charlotte. Your life is changing, and I'm excited about it. We got prayer again this evening. If you're in the Charlotte area and you want to come to prayer at 12 o'clock, you can. KCC church is open at 12 o'clock for prayer. I want all churches that can. I believe Houston is shut right now, but at least for prayer. But Charlotte, 12 o'clock. Jacksonville, 12 o'clock. Come on, y'all lazy folk. Don't be sitting at home looking at the wall. Get your hips to prayer. God gave you this time off. All right, if you got it off, let's get to the church and pray. From 12 to 2, that's all locations. Let's give ourselves the prayer. I'm telling you, Houston Church, we about to take off next year. God gave me a visitation concerning Houston, and I believe it. I'm excited about it. God's going to send us help, and we'll get ready to do some powerful, powerful things. All right? I'm excited about it, and I'm trusting God with my life and with the life and the future of KCC. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. I'm excited about praying with you this evening at 6 o'clock, and I'm more excited about seeing some of you at prayer today at 12 o'clock, believing God, praying violently, believing God for the supernatural. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And you can't be stopped. I'll see you at 6 o'clock on the same prayer line, believing God for the miraculous. You are blessed. More grace.